It's Morning Edition from NPR and WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. The Exelon Corporation is threatening to close two of its nuclear power plants in the state of Illinois, in Clinton and the Quad Cities. Despite the company being very profitable overall, Exelon says these two plants are losing millions of dollars each year. Exelon wants help from the state of Illinois to keep the plants open. Tom Kasich writes in today's News Gazette that Governor Bruce Rauner is meeting with area lawmakers, union officials, and representatives of local taxing districts to discuss Exelon's latest proposal, which would provide the company $150 million in state assistance. The News Gazette's Tom Kasich joins me on the phone to discuss today's meeting. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brian.
Who will be meeting with the governor today, Tom?
It's at least State Representative Bill Mitchell of Forsyth, State Senator Chapin Rose of Mahomet, various officials from DeWitt County, where the Clinton plant is located, people from Richland Community College in Decatur, and a lot of some economic development officials from Central Illinois region.
It sounds like this group is in favor of Exelon's proposal, or at least something similar. What's the case they'll be making to the governor?
The big primary case is that the Clinton plant is the greatest employer in DeWitt County, and that it provides 700 jobs and pretty well-paying jobs too, upwards of $90,000 a year income. And that it is a huge benefit to the county in that it pays a big portion of the property tax base for school districts and Richland College and the county and other agencies.
Exelon's very profitable overall, Tom. I believe profits of over $2 billion overall last year. But what's the problem with the two nuclear plants in Clinton and the Quad Cities?
Basically, it's the distribution network they're in, that there's a lot of other sources of power that produce power for less, especially those powered by natural gas, which is a cheaper fuel right now. And so Clinton especially is threatened because its costs are a little higher to operate than the natural gas plants. And, you know, it's a difficult competitive market for that plant.
Has the governor or anyone in the governor's office given any indication about how he feels about this proposal or similar proposals?
Actually, I don't think the governor signaled anything on this issue. And that's going to be interesting because he's kind of a free market guy, and this is the kind of a subsidy that would keep those plants open.
What kind of impact would this proposal have on customers' utility bills, whether that be from loss of power generation if the plants close or if the state would do something, how that would be passed on to utility customers?
Now, that's a very interesting question. It's not real crystal clear yet because this amendment to the original legislation hasn't really had a hearing yet. But one of the statements that Exelon made last week is that it would have it would mean a 25 cent per month increase to Commonwealth Edison customers, which means essentially that Commonwealth Edison customers would pay for this, but not those downstate like Ameren. Conversely, the argument is that without this, the power rates would be free to raise, to increase. There'd be no limit on increases because you have fewer sources of power, and Illinois is trying to have a portfolio with all kinds of sources, keep prices down.
You mentioned that this the latest amendment has not yet had a hearing. What are you hearing from the lawmakers you've spoken with about the chances of this proposal advancing?
Well, Senator Rose said yesterday that he thought this thing could be heard next week and would pass out of the Senate. That seems like a pretty aggressive schedule, but that's the plan of the supporters. And then what happens in the House is up for grabs because, on one hand, this is supportive of nuclear power. On the other, it is not supportive of people in the coal industry in Southern Illinois and other parts of the state. So you're setting up a real showdown between two big factions in the state of Illinois.
Tom, I know you're headed back to Springfield today. What are some things that you'll be following at the state capitol?
Oh, there's more higher education discussion, funding for higher education. That's what I'm interested in primarily today. But there's also, talk about the budget and whether that's being whether any progress is being made on that. And there's some signs that it is, and others that that it's not being, you know, it's not moving fast enough. So there's about 3 weeks to go in the session, the scheduled session. So we'll see what happens.
Tom Kasich, reporter and columnist for the News Gazette. You can find his story in the local section on the Exelon Corporation and their struggles and the meeting today with lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner. Tom, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Brian.